One of the things that I've been thinking about a great deal lately is the prison system. Actually, I've been thinking about the prison system for a long, long time. I ended up in jail because of the work that I was doing around the prison system in California back in the late 60s, when we were very angry that such vast numbers of people like George Jackson, who was a brilliant thinker, strategist, who at age 18 had been convicted of stealing or being involved with some guys who stole $70 from a gas station. At age 18, he was sentenced to from 1 year to life by the California Youth Authority, which meant that he could have gotten out after 1 year, but at the same time, by the same token, he could have spent the rest of his life in prison. As it turns out, he did spend the rest of his relatively short life in prison. He was killed some 12 years after he was incarcerated. Many of us who were doing work around the case of the Soledad brothers and other political prisoners from the Black Panther Party, other political organizations, began to realize, especially as a result of the work that we were doing with George Jackson, that the prison system as a whole served as a weapon of political repression, racist repression, affecting not only those who were incarcerated for explicitly political reasons, but the majority of the people who were there, who virtually all of whom were poor. I mean, how many rich people are there in prison? A few here and there. And there still are those sort of country club prisons reserved for them. But the vast majority of people are poor people. And a disproportionate number of those poor people were and continue to be people of color, people of African descent, Latinos, Native Americans.